Hello, boys and girls. It's your favorite host of the most, Benjamin Dutil, with the Horror Heathen YouTube channel and the South Jersey Horror Podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. This is a very special episode of the shows because I have a very awesome actress with me tonight, an award-winning actress who you all know as Ingrid Torelli, who plays Lily Diabo in the most recent impressive, thrilling horror movie, found footage movie of all time of 2024. That's my opinion. If you don't like it, you can kiss my butt. The movie Late Night with the Devil. And this movie is off the chain. I love it so much. I'm gonna go see this movie again in the theater just for the hell of it because it is so good. And Ingrid, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing on the other side of the world?
Oh my gosh, very good. Wow, it's interesting having an interview now. It feels like so long ago that we started filming.
So
Interesting.
this movie was filmed last year, but just got released this week. Is that what it is?
It was filmed in 2022,
Oh
so
wow. Okay.
yeah. For me, that feels like 5 years ago.
But everyone's seeing it in the theater for the very first time this week, which is awesome. You were amazing in the movie. You were phenomenal. I mean, you playing the role as Lily. You had me creeped out the entire time I was watching this movie. You did it so well.
Thank
Oh my God, I could not avert my eyes from the screen whatsoever. I tried to look around at the theater to watch everyone else's reaction, but I could not turn my eyes away from the screen because I wanted to see what was going to happen next. So, yes, for those who have not seen this movie yet, Late Night with the Devil, essentially, it's a live television broadcast set in 1977, which goes totally sideways, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. And wonderful cast. It has I hope I pronounce his last name right. If I'm not, I'm so sorry, David. Oh my God, help me out here. How do you pronounce his last name?
David Dastmalchian.
That's not you. Thank you very much. Because I don't want, 'cause everyone's butchering my last name. I don't want to butcher his too. And there's also Michael Ironside, who's the narrator, which I had no idea he was the narrator of the movie. That totally caught me off guard. And yet, there's you, the main focus of the movie, the main reason why people are watching this movie. And yet, Jesus Christ, like I can't stop saying, I cannot stop emphasizing how great you played the role of Lily Diabo in the movie.
Thank you so
It was
much.
just is very fantastic. And I cannot believe that this was filmed 2 years ago and being released this week. Why did they wait so long?
Yeah, it's interesting. It feels like, so I'm in Australia and it hasn't really come out yet here. So hearing all this talk like online, it's interesting because it hasn't come out here. Like people haven't really watched it here. So it's like, it feels
Wow.
like it's on the other side of the world. So I'm keen for it to come
So
out here.
when it does get released in Australia, are you going to attend the premiere?
I'm not sure to be honest. I mean, I'd like to. It would be interesting to watch it again because I saw it last year. And I think when you see it the first time, watching something that you're in, you don't really see the whole movie. So you're kind of focused on like, looking at your performance, but it would be interesting to watch it again. Being
Well,
able to focus.
I'm definitely gonna watch it again because I'm still trying to wrap around my head of what I just watched last night. Every moment of the movie had me scared a lot. So I don't know what's gonna happen yet. The slow buildup is what did it for me. The slow buildup up until where the demon inside you, Abraxas, finally shows itself. And I was like, holy shit, here it comes. Here we go. Now we're doing this. It's happening. Let's get it on. Let's get this party started. I want to see what happens. And in my personal opinion, I'm very happy what happened to the skeptic. He deserved it. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just the person who
Yeah.
didn't believe what was going on, he deserved to get burned alive. I'm sorry. Just he was, pardon my language, he was an asshole. Just saying. And when you called him, when you called the movie, I know it was in the script, and you asked him, Why are you being so condescending? And I think I believe, if I recall, I cheered when you said that to him in the movie because I had to. I was like, yes, she said it. So
That's so
anyway,
funny.
in my opinion, this is the most unique, defying, and elaborate example of its kind since The Exorcist. I mean, is now part of the golden era of that time frame. And it's also one of the best horror movies of the year. And it's being talked about like you wouldn't believe all over social media. Everybody's loving this movie. And I cannot wait to see what the final numbers are going to be after the box office, after they do the release of how much money spent putting into this movie and how many people have gone to see this movie. I guarantee you it's going to blow every other movie out of the water. I guarantee
Yeah,
that.
that's
Because
insane.
you
Just
have
in
pat yourself on the back because you did such a great job in that movie.
Thank
I
you so
mean,
much.
if it was me, I would like line. I don't know what the hell I'd be saying in the movie because I'd be just too frightened. I don't know, whatever it was. So getting into the questions, well, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Ingrid, and I live in Melbourne, Australia. I'm 18, and yeah, I've been acting since I was maybe like 9 years old. I think Light Night with the Devil was definitely the most unique experience I've ever had. It's extremely creatively fulfilling. I had a blast. But yeah, I've just been kind of been chilling at the moment. It's been interesting watching all these things come out about late night. Yeah, and I'm here like looking on my phone at all these things. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm excited for it to come out here.
Well, you should be very proud of yourself. I mean, I know I would be if I was that type of movie, and it you were scaring the shit out of people the entire time. The reactions that I saw in the theater last night watching this movie, the scare factor was definitely there, and people I think were shitting their pants. That's just like.
I'd love to be in the cinema listening to people's reactions.
I mean, good luck. Little's like, oh damn, and oh shit. I'm like, okay, now this is happening because this is the legit, a genuine reaction, the scare factor. So, portraying Lily Diabo, it looks like you found yourself immersed in a film that adds a unique spin on found footage horror. So, and it feels like you found your way to creep your way into the souls of the audience. How does that make you feel?
I think, I mean, is that like the fact that people feel creeped out by me?
Yeah, the entire time, either way I look at the camera, I mean, you were inside my soul scaring the shit out of me the entire time. The moment you walked on screen, I'm like, yep, it's happening. She's scaring me. This is not cool, man. So.
I think with the kind of performance part, I tried to focus on the fact that she's definitely been through a lot of trauma, just focusing on that rather than like trying to be scary, like steering, like trying not to purposely like be scary, just kind of playing off of that a bit more.
And I love the fact how they presented a backstory of your character, of how you were traumatized in the whole church of whatever it was, the worshipers, and I love how they provide backstories to characters. It tells a whole lot about that person and what they went through, and which equally explains why your character did this on screen in the studio. Totally get it. And right now, I don't blame. I don't blame Lily doing that to the audience. I really fucking don't. It's just the way it just happened. It's just people, they had all those skeptics in the audience. They deserve to die. Just saying, because they never understood. They didn't see the sense of purpose of what your character had in that movie. So I think the skeptic deserved to die. Lily's therapist, I forgot her name. She deserved to die. Everyone just deserved to die because, they're all skeptical about it. So are you just surprised as I am of how successful this movie was?
I am so surprised. I mean, David Dastmalchian, he's insane. He's amazing. I'm not surprised that he's getting all the recognition he is because he's just outstanding. He's amazing. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, as I said before, I'm on the other side of the world and I feel like this is happening on the other side. So I'm listening to it happen, like through my phone, through social media. It doesn't really feel real. Don't think it's really going to feel real for a while.
Well, you
Yeah.
deserve just as much recognition as David does, because
Thanks.
the spotlight is on you. I mean, you're the reason why the this movie you captured the movie. You stole the spotlight in the entire movie. I mean, everybody was focused on your character, and your character is was the central focal point of the entire film. So everyone deserves the same recognition as David. I mean, in my honest opinion, I think everyone deserves an Oscar just because it was phenomenal. I just can't get that out of my head of how great you all acted in the movie. I'm a very hard person to impress when it comes to found footage movies, but Jesus Christ, you are like top tier up there with David and everyone else who performed exceptionally well in this movie. So yes, I don't know, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a high five, do something right now to.
So much. That's awesome. Wow.
So
Thank you.
how did you prepare yourself for the role of Lily? I mean, your strategy is to creep people out. How did
Yeah.
you prepare yourself for that?
I think like maybe preparation wise, I would look in the mirror. Sounds a bit weird, but just trying to get in the zone, like looking at myself in the mirror and kind of dissociating a bit. Just being in my own space, maybe like drawing on a few things that maybe have happened in my life, like a few years before that, which kind of helped with some of the scenes. But yeah, I think just really trying to shut my mind off and yeah, just being in my own space before the scenes and looking at myself in the mirror for a long time and just really shutting everything off. Yeah.
You didn't watch any movies, like any references, like watching The Exorcist or any kind of possession films to get like a general idea of what to do.
Yeah, no, I didn't because I didn't really want to draw on anyone else's kind of performance. I wanted to do my own thing. I mean, I watched a bit of like Don Lane, of course, and like 1970s interviews to get like a feel of the era. But in terms of like watching scary movies, I tried to steer away from doing that because I just wanted to do my own thing and not be influenced too much.
No, that's a good thing. I mean, if you didn't watch any movies to base your character of what they're going to be like on film, and you did that all on your own, that's a good thing. I mean, that just says you did it it was all original, and you didn't copy anyone else's performances. So again, pat yourself on the back for that one. That deserves a high five too. I mean, if you could do that on your own without, watching other movies, then shit, you got my vote. I mean, because
Thank you.
it was just great. So, for the slow buildup of watching the movie, the slow buildup up to Lily, finally showing Abraxas and the reveal. How did you prepare yourself for that? I mean, because you had to wait the entire time, the entire duration up to that point into the script in the movie. How did you prepare yourself for the slow buildup?
I mean, I guess how do I prepare myself? I mean, I think kind of what I said before, just kind of dissociating a little bit and being in my own space and just really going inside my head and just trying to shut everything off around me. Yeah, I don't really know how to explain. I don't know.
It's quite all right. It's okay. No worries. I get it. I mean, how can you prepare yourself for that kind of role? I mean, exactly what you said, exactly what you just did, what you did just say is perfect. I mean, it's original. It's all in your own thought process. It's your own technique. Maybe you should teach people how to act the way you did that movie. I mean, shit, you could be a model. You could be an inspiration for someone else's acting role in the future. You don't know that. I mean, another possession film might come out later. Oh, let's watch Ingrid Tirelli in playing Lady Diablo and Lady of the Devil, go off of what she did, and just mirror what she did. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. And shit, if I was a director or a casting director, that's what I would tell someone to do. Exactly, watch Ingrid Tirelli in Late Night of the Devil. I want you to do that because that creeped the shit out of me. I mean, it had me scared the entire time. And if you can scare me, you can scare anybody. Just because I'm very hard to be scared. So,
Coming from that's amazing. That means a lot. Thank you. Appreciate that.
anytime. Yeah, no, like I said, you and everyone else deserve recognition for that movie because it was such a good movie. And like, there's no, I, all, I'm seeing a lot of positive comments on social media with this movie. I really am. And yet, there were some skeptics. I mean, I was a little skeptical going, okay, this is just another found footage movie, whatever. But after I'm watching it, my mind was blown. I was like, dude, I have to see this movie again and again and again and again because I love found footage movies. And now it's considered, I don't know, I don't want to say undocumented because, it's actually, I don't know, it's a hard movie to categorize, but in like 99% of me wants to say it's found footage. So the levitation of the chair scene,
Yeah.
that really had me going. I mean, okay, two questions for that one. How did you prepare for that one, and did it scare you?
It definitely scared me a little bit afterwards. We did it for a few hours. We did lots and lots of takes. And afterwards you kind of look at yourself, you're like, oh my gosh, is that actually me? It's a bit like you spook yourself out a little bit. But I think in terms of like preparation with that scene, just the physicality and the movements and just kind of being in my own space before the scenes and just like closing my eyes and just trying to visualize everything, but then like not prepare. Like I don't think I really like prepare for the scenes. I kind of just like wait for the action to go and just like let loose and like channel all the energy that I've had like being in my own space, and then I kind of let go and stuff. Yeah, I don't think I really like. I mean, I don't really think I prepared much for that scene. I just said I'm just going to get into character. I'm gonna put my head down and then like I'm just gonna give it my all. Yeah.
Well, you should definitely feel empowered because this is great. That levitation scene, I mean, yes, that was like the turning point in the entire movie, and that's when I think the whole everything just turned around and like did the whole 180. And yes, then that's when the movie started getting a lot better. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't explain. God damn, I'm gonna keep reemphasizing this. You were good. I'm sorry, you were just great in that movie. I can't explain that enough. I'm gonna keep saying that. You were great. I'm gonna keep reemphasizing how well you played Lily Diablo. Okay, so do you have any favorite scenes in the movie besides blowing people up and burning them alive?
Oh gosh, that's. I don't think I can choose one, but I really enjoyed all the scenes with David and Laura on the chair. It was just so fun in between takes. We just had the time of our lives. It was so much fun. Oh yes, there was. I think this was improvised, but I had to say a bunch of things to David and he had to respond from that. And it was amazing watching him go into character and just kill it. He's insane. That was definitely one of my favorite scenes. Some of the improvisation that he did. It's just amazing.
Going along with the improvisation, did you feel it was like a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, it could go either way. Improvising is like a two-way street. I mean, evidently you killed it, no pun intended, but you did it just
I mean, I don't think they didn't keep that scene of me, and it was just they just kept the scene, the reactions from David. But I mean, I don't know. I think like when you're in character, you don't really think about like the outcome. You just try and stay in character, and if you focus too much on the outcome, then you're just not really in it and authentic. So I just try and focus on being present in the moment.
So if you could rewrite the story and in the movie any way you wanted to, how would you do it?
My gosh, this is a hard question.
No, be honest, just say the first thing that comes to your head.
I loved the introduction of Lily. So maybe if that went on for a bit longer, her backstory, that would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question.
So it's okay. If you wanted to end the movie any way you wanted to, like killing Ian Bliss differently or killing Lauren differently or the host or the announcer of the show, if any way you kill him differently, what would be a different way of killing everyone in the entire movie?
Oh my gosh, that's a really hard one. That's really interesting. I think I need to think about this.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Because when your head split open, that's when I was like, oh shit, here it comes.
Did you expect what like was going to happen? Or were you shocked?
Know. I was like, here it comes. This is the apocalypse. We're all screwed. I mean, she split her head open, and you're all screwed. I mean, everyone in the studio is just done for. I mean, it's just. I was not expecting that to happen. I was not expecting Lily's head go, and just like, her face all turn different colors and shit, burning people alive and flipping people, like made the guy's neck turn and Laura being up in the air that in the necklace going through her. No, I was not expecting any of that to happen. And I absolutely loved it. I mean, I could not, I would not have it any other way. I mean, that's just me. So I mean, to me, they all deserve to die because they're all pompous asses. So it's just this is the way they were. It's just, but if you can't think of something right now, I understand. That's cool. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. So, yeah, if there's any other way that you could rewrite the story, you could just tell someone later or tell the director, hey, let's make a sequel, Lily's Return. Like the Lily's Revenge up on the whole entire world to me.
I help the devil too.
There we go. Late Night Devil 2, Lily's Revenge. She's back. She's pissed. And she wants to kill more people. Just saying. So, in the end, the twist at the end really got a lot of people off guard. I mean, with David Desmarchand, killing Lily, with a dagger, I was not expecting that to happen. That was what threw me off. And I said, what the F, so loud in the theater. People looked like, oh. I'm like, you know what? It caught a lot of people off guard. So, what did you think of the twist at the end?
Watching it, I mean, it caught me off guard. Obviously, I'm in it and I know what happens, but I didn't think that it would turn out the way it did. Like, it turned out better than, no, like, yeah, it turned out better than what I thought it was going to be. It caught me off guard, to be honest, watching it. I was like, whoa, I almost forgot, like, the plot. Like, oh
So
wow.
you have seen the movie, right? You've watched it,
Yes, I
obviously,
have.
right? And did you have like a different reaction? Like, is were you asking yourself, shit, is that really me doing all that? I mean, because
Yeah. Oh, it's weird. It kind of feels like I'm watching someone else. Especially at the
but
end. Towards the end. It doesn't feel like I'm watching myself.
well, Overall, you should be very happy at how it went because it was a very successful movie and you did it so well. I mean, if you don't get an Oscar for this role, I'm gonna start boycotting this movie or whatever. I'll write to the people, was like, give Ingrid Tilly a freaking Oscar for her performance because she did it so well. And I have what I had. No, you're welcome. I mean, you earned it. I mean, you deserve it. I mean, it's great how you played Lily in that movie. And I have one favor to ask you. Is there any way you could reenact any scene in that movie for me real quick?
Oh my gosh. I think I need to re a refresher on the lines. What
Or you
scene?
just turn the camera, like, which camera should I look at, Jack? Or do
Oh
the
no.
were in the chair and your eyes are like poked through your hair, and it's like all your eyes are all green and yellow and shit, and like you're being possessed, like Abraxas is coming out.
Maybe like the stare into the camera, like can't take myself seriously.
That's quite all right. No problem. You have been a fantastic guest, Leah. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love you in the movie. You did such a great job.
So
And
much.
I'm gonna write to people and say, give her a fucking Oscar. She needs it. She earned it. I mean, it's if they don't give you an Oscar for this film, I'm gonna be really pissed off. And I'm gonna take it to the Senate, to the government, to the President of the United States. I don't give a shit. Or the wait, who's in charge of Australia? Is it the Queen of England or something like that? I'll write to her too. I don't care if I have
Oh,
to.
she's dead, bye.
I'll write to somebody. I don't care who it is. I'll get their attention and I'll get you an Oscar, okay? Just hang in there, okay? I got you. I got you.
You so much. Thanks for your time today.
No, thank you. Thank you. This is a huge honor for me and a huge pleasure. And like I said, the movie is so good. I'm gonna watch it again. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna spend another, I don't care how much I gotta spend to go watch it again. It's gonna happen. So that's besides the point. And then thank you so much for joining me. And I wish you the best of luck in your career. Are there any other projects or movies coming out that you can talk about?
Nothing for the moment. I did a short film 2 months ago. I'm not sure when that's coming out, but nothing else for the moment, to be honest. I'd love
Okay.
something. Fun. I hope so. We'll see. We'll see what auditions I get.
Fingers crossed. I hope you get something soon. Because
So
you're
much.
for now, you're a very talented actress. And if they don't see that, then there's something wrong with them. Just saying. I mean, they reevaluate their cast. All right, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And I will see you on the big screen.